Always, not always, but we often like to make fun of
anything.
Anything, really, don't we?
But we have got a feel-good one here.
We've got a feel-good one, and we both saw this separately and came to work this morning, and we got together and we're having a chat. And this is one story that stuck out to both of us.
Very much so, and it's semi-local. It's in Australia. It's a passenger on a train in Perth, I believe. He's just getting off the train. He's misstepped, and he's ended up with one leg between the train and the platform. Not a big gap. And he's ended up wedged there.
Yeah.
And when it's peak hour, there's heaps of people around, trains going in and out.
Yeah.
If you've ever been in a capital city at peak hour, it's not a time you want to fall down the side of a train.
No. So the security dude, like the guy on patrol.
Yep. Stops the train.
Says, no, don't go, mate.
Yep.
So this goes on for a while. People are like, oh, what are we going to do? This guy obviously would be getting distressed.
Oh, very much so. You'd be scared you're going to lose your leg.
There are other commuters sort of just standing there watching, not really sure how to help. Because how would you? Like,
well, that's it.
If there are 30 other people standing next to you and you're like, obviously, you want to help, but how are you physically going to do something?
Because the mentality would be, I'm just one person, and this guy's stuck beside a train.
Yeah.
What can I possibly do to help someone stuck to a train?
Yeah.
But the answer isn't, what can I do? The answer is, what can we do?
Yeah.
There's 70 other people.
Yeah.
Whoever had the genius idea of saying, everyone, on the train, we're going to push it.
And so
you see these people come together as a team.
Such camaraderie. They all line up along the train. There are about, like 70 people leaning on the train, pushing it. And eventually, this guy's leg is freed from the platform.
It starts, there's a few of them doing it, and more keep coming until this guy's free. It is absolutely...
I've got goosebumps just thinking about it.
I have too. And you see at the end, you see people clapping. And so they should have, because they all came together. And I mean, it is such... Anyone can use this story in their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
As one person, sometimes, there's nothing you can do. But if everyone bands together with a common goal... Oh, God, I should be a motivational speaker.
Oh, my goodness.
If you want to hike.
I feel like I could go and hike a mountain now, Billows. You are so motivational.
I reckon that I don't want to do that, but if there's 70 other people around, I reckon we can lean on a train. I can coordinate them.
We're going to tweet that video,
yes,
right?
Yes, we certainly are.
At 99.5 Star FM.
Jason,
so check it out.
Hello.
Oh, he's off. Here we go. The In My Head on Star.